relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Welcome, friends, to GunBroker.com Second Amendment Friday. We are ecstatic to have our partnership for our Second Amendment Hour with my favorite gun site on the planet. GunBroker.com makes it so easy to visit one page and buy all the guns and accessories you need, including ammunition. I know it's hard. That's why GunBroker.com is so important. If you're a gun enthusiast, sportsman, collector, bookmark GunBroker.com and visit it at least once a day or more often than that. Right now, I've got my eyes on a CZ Bren 2. It's the Czechoslovak. It's the Czech assault rifle, but in a little pistol package, 223 caliber, 4 hours to go till the end of the auction. I'm so excited, as I am, about partnering with GunBroker.com, our new title sponsor. Celebrate the Second Amendment with me by going to GunBroker.com right now and discovering the perfect deal for you. We have to continue the story, the biggest story, perhaps, of this century in terms of the levels of corruption that it entails. It is the Hunter Biden revelations of the last 48 hours. But let's put it into context. A recent interview with the last president of the United States, Barack Obama, about the issue of intelligence and how not to use it.
One of the central foundation stones of a democracy is the idea that you do not allow the politicization of the criminal justice system, the intelligence system, the military, right? That is stuff that you keep out of politics, right? Because it's too dangerous. You can't have a democracy in which political opponents are subject to this kind of inflammatory language.
President Obama, the former president, thinks the intelligence community should not be politicized? Let me ask for a response from a fellow radio show host. He is the man behind the Common Sense podcast, but everyone knows him really as America's mayor, Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Welcome back to America First.
How are you, Seb?
I'm a little perplexed. I'm a little confused when I hear Obama tell us not to politicize intelligence. Your reaction?
I don't think he ever separated it from the political, you know.
I'm glad you can laugh. I'm glad you can laugh, Rudy.
Yeah, you have to laugh, right? Otherwise, you get too depressed. I mean, it's terrible what they did to our government. Terrible. Probably the worst distortion of our government ever.
And now we know that it wasn't just the use of the FBI, the CIA, and the NSA to target us in the Trump campaign and the Trump administration. Now we have the goods. Thanks to you. Thanks to you. The FBI was given Hunter Biden's laptop 11 months ago. And only because of you and the New York Post, we now know the truth. So I've heard you say, It's only the tip of the iceberg. The emails from Burisma to Hunter Biden saying, thanks for introducing us to your daddy, the vice president. The demands for an extra $25,000 is a sweetener for the deal. Then all the disgusting sexual escapades, the videos, the drug use. However, you were talking to me offline before we started. Talk to us about the significance of the text messages on that laptop, the hard drive copy of which is in your possession, Mr. Mayor.
Well, I you know, there are many, and it may very well be there are more significant ones. I've literally been able to go through in detail about 25% of it. So of that 25%, I would say, if I had to pick out one that describes everything, it's a sequence of text messages to his daughter toward the end of the 2018. He's frustrated about the way he's treated by his family because he's in and out of rehab all the time.
So this is Hunter Biden sending a message to his daughter complaining about the Biden clan, correct?
Yes, and the way they treat him. They don't treat him with enough respect, he says.
Sounds like the Godfather. I don't get enough respect.
They don't treat him with enough respect, and they're constantly haranguing him that he's got to go back to rehab, which he seems to be in and out of, without exaggeration, every 2 months. So he says to her, basically, that he, despite all of his problems as a drug addict, he supports her. And he says, I don't get enough respect because I've been the one to support this family for the last 30 years. And Pop, and I don't require you, like Pop does, to kick back half of my of your salary to me.
So let's stop there for a second.
So let's analyze that. Yes.
We have the evidence from Hunter Biden's hand complaining to a member of the family that he has been self-sufficient in his shady deals, unlike his father, the former vice president, who took a 50% cut in all these pay-for-play deals. That's what that message says to you.
Yeah. It means that Joe Biden was financially benefiting every time they sold his office. So let's take Ukraine, for example, right? In the Ukraine, Joe is hired. And the big question always has been, Seb, why would one of the most crooked guys in the Ukraine, whose business, whose multi-billion dollar business is going to be seized by the government, possibly, and who's under all kinds of court orders for his $5 billion that he stole, why would he hire Hunter Biden? Hunter Biden knows nothing about energy. He knows nothing about business. And I think only 2 months earlier had been thrown out of the Navy for failing a drug test.
Correct.
Hardly a person you hire for a distressed company. Well, there's one reason you hire him. His father had just been appointed point man for Ukraine, which put him in charge of distributing billions of dollars to the Ukraine in order to save a country where Yanukovych had run out and all these people, including Biden's boss, he was one of the pro-Russian Ukrainians. They took everything out of the bank. I am told that I have a hard time actually believing it, and I'm trying to verify it, but I'm told there's less than $1 million in the general bank in Ukraine when they come in after Yanukovych leaves. But in any event, the country's broke. So those loan guarantees from the U.S.
were crucial.
Yeah, I mean, yes.
Yeah, $1 billion worth of U.S. loan guarantees that the then Vice President Joe Biden held above the heads of the Ukrainian government until they fired the prosecutor that was investigating the energy company that Hunter Biden, his son, was working for. Mayor Giuliani, we only have a couple of minutes left. This revelation means the problem, the scandal, isn't Hunter Biden's. It now belongs, it hangs around the neck of Joe Biden. This is now the Joe Biden scandal.
You know, as a father said, you would say to yourself, why, when you see how often he is gone on crack. How many pictures there are of him smoking crack over an eight-year period. You would say to yourself, why would a father put a disturbed person like this in these positions where he's working with some of the most crooked people in the world? In Ukraine, in Romania, in Kazakhstan, and then big time in China. That's where they make the big money.
He is the host of the Common Sense Podcast. Follow him on Twitter, Rudy Giuliani, RudyGiulianiCS.com. Mr. Mayor, I have to ask you the most perplexing and the most disturbing aspect of all of this, and we have 60 seconds left. How is it that the FBI took that laptop and did nothing with it, and it took a newspaper and you to tell the American people the truth?
Sam, that's worth an investigation. I mean, it's outrageous. There's no excuse for it. The minute you open this up, to any law enforcement officer, you say to yourself, oh, my God, I've never seen anything like this. I mean, in your career, you very rarely get something like this. You basically get into the mind. You get into the mind of the co-conspirators. I mean, they're texting each other back and forth. You know, most of the texts are normal, but there are a fair number of them that are about the criminal enterprise.
Well, I have it on good authority, very good authority, that only a fraction of the data has been released. We have 17 days to go to get out the rest, and we are counting on America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani. Follow him at RudyGiulianiCS.com. That's the Common Sense Podcast on Twitter at Rudy Giuliani. This is a scandal that would bring down a government, let alone a campaign. God bless you, Mr. Mayor, for being there and fighting for America. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is Salem and America First.
Are brought to you in part by Trump Card.
You heard the mayor, America's mayor. He has the hard drive duplicate, and he invited me. I think a team. We're going to go to New York, and we're going to check out Hunter's hard drive. That sounds like a, what do they call those, Shad, when you're far away from the studio?
A remote.
A remote with Hunter's hard drive. But before we do that, we've got a win, win, win. And it's not just the election. It's our fundamental rights and liberties, including freedom of speech. We're going to discuss that in a second. Freedom of conscience, freedom of religion. Please, it is as vital as it has ever been. Look at the hearings with Amy Coney Barrett. There is an organization that fights for those who are being attacked because of their expression of their religion. You heard yesterday that student at Florida State University forcibly removed from his position as the president of the Student Senate. Why? Because in a closed Christian message board, he talked about his faith and he was removed. He's been reinstated. Why? Because of the Alliance Defending Freedom and your support. Please go today. They take the cases for free. 5,000 requests a year, but only because you support them. Go to our website, sebgorka.com. Make a donation for $100 or whatever your best gift is, or just call them on 977-412-5888. That's 877-412-5888. Just go to my website. It's super easy. Sebgorka.com, SEBGORKA.com, and click on the ADF banner. These are all of our rights. And when ADF wins in the Supreme Court, as they've done 9 times in the last few years, it protects all of us. Now I am taking my life into my hands. I've done this once before, and it worked out okay, but in the middle, I wasn't so sure when we had two guests in the studio at the same time, and one of them was a regular who kind of let his hair down when he was sat next to Michael Doron. It worked out okay, but now he's brought somebody else, and this is where it gets trepidatious. He's a Salem Radio alum. It's Jim Carafano and Jamie Allman. Welcome
Hello.
To America First. And why are you here? Why did you bring this guy?
So, Jay,
I don't know.
Look, first of all, actually, Seb and I go back further.
Long time.
We go way, way back from
days teaching at professional military universities. But Jamie and I go back to 2008. He's the first guy who ever had me on the radio.
As a weekly guest,
And I've been doing that for over 10 years now.
So what did you talk, like his favorite cookie recipes, or what was it, Jamie?
He came, I don't know, I don't remember exactly what it was. It maybe was the Iraq War or something like that, but he came on, and as he does here, he knocked it out of the park.
He's holding the headphone.
Well, because it's falling
down. Because that means he's a radio guy. I'm holding it. Well, I do radio.
Here's the problem is, I wore this dumb hat, of course, not anticipating that I would have headphones on.
Because you've never done radio before. You didn't remember that you need headphones in a radio studio.
I know. Normally, I'm wearing a baseball cap. I just screwed up. That's all.
This is going so fast.
So well. It's going so well. So fast. So well.
So Jimmy came on, and he was so good. As he is always on your show.
Jamie?
He was so good.
Jamie? Who's Jamie?
Pardon me?
Who's Jamie came on your show.
No, Jim Carafano came on
but
my show.
But you said Jamie. Didn't he say Jamie?
He's Jamie.
I know you. He's Jamie. Jimmy. Jimmy? Since when are you Jimmy?
You're acting.
You're JJ Carafano on Twitter. You're Colonel Doctor Vice President of the Heritage Foundation. Maybe that'll sober you up for a second.
He never wanted us to call him Colonel either. I'll tell you that. It was always Jimmy.
Because he was undercover.
Yeah.
he's gone so quiet now. So he's seeing his career go down in flames. This is the Steve Scully moment for Jim Carafano.
You know what? You should have been the town hall moderator for Joe Biden. You would have had him on the floor in one second.
Count me in. You just one made more debate.
Both
I'm
of us
here.
Feel like we were maybe senile a little bit. I don't know.
The president knows my number.
That would have been. I would pay to see Sebastian Gorka versus Joe Biden.
Sleepy
It'd
creepy.
Be fantastic. So okay. He was so good, and the audience loved him. And so
I thought you were a radio virgin when you came to me.
No, well,
you're a pro.
Yes,
you hit it.
I'm a virgin.
You hit it. And that's why he's so good. Yeah. Every week training with you.
Oh yeah, yeah, he's good. I do long.
Did
form
he ever
now.
Screw up?
No.
Oh yes, let me tell you the story. This is a great
he
story.
He always has a story.
So
you're the radio guy, but he has the story. How does that work?
Everything before you go on, right? Because it's always top of the hour, right? It's the weather, and then it's traffic.
Yes, traffic.
And I'm like, so I go in the air. I go, Jamie, where is the traffic thing? Because I have been to your show a million times and I've never seen the traffic hub. And he's going like ixnay on the traffic night, because they didn't actually have a traffic person. It was like remoted in from somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And they didn't really have
so
a traffic.
So he pulled the cut?
We had it. Yes, we
and,
were.
And Jamie's like, ixnay on the traffic nay.
We were living a lie is what we were doing. And he
okay.
Busted it.
What do we have to hide here, Mr. G? Anything that Jimmy shouldn't reveal?
Jamie was saying, like, these are plush digs, man.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like the green room?
Gorgeous.
Right. Tchotchkeville, yeah. Right?
Absolutely. It was great. Now, have you ever had Jimmy on the phone before? Because Jim...
Once.
Okay.
J.J. Carafano, Colonel, Dr. Vice President, once from... he was on vacation, right?
Right. I was, yeah.
And it was such a crappy connection.
It was, yeah.
That we only did one segment.
Right.
And I'm thinking I might do the same today.
Well, because Jim has the old school 1940s film noir way of talking on the phone, which is... When it's over, and he never says goodbye. He just says,
okay, stop.
Click.
I don't care about national security for the next two minutes, 40 seconds. My wife and I, this really gets our goat. Nobody in real life, on movies and TV shows, blah, 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 and then nobody says goodbye. Where does that come from?
I don't know, but Jim is the only...
You're Mr. Movie Man. You're Mr. Movie Man. Where does it come from? Nobody says... Thanks. Goodbye.
Well, here's the deal. So,
do they count the words?
No.
Dollars
well,
per word?
Whether it's a phone call or do you ever notice, like, they turn on the TV and the radio, and as soon as they turn the TV and the radio, like, a really important piece of So it's just
the body was found.
It's not there to have a communication. It's there to move the plot right. along, dude.
But well, everybody uses the phone. Why wouldn't you try to make it real?
Okay.
Yeah. For a second.
Who remember the... X-Files, right?
I love the X-Files.
The first people...
But only the mythology episodes.
The first people to ever use cell phones...
Yes.
...to really advance the plot, and nobody had ever done that before, and it was like, oh my God. You know,
Mulder and Scully.
Isn't it very sad? Because now people will watch X-Files, and they'll go, oh yeah, big deal, they're making a phone call. But back then, people blew people's minds.
But it's not as good as 24, with that little guy, who's Canadian, the counterterrorism unit, where you can take your cell phone into the skiff.
Right.
And everybody's talking on their cell phone in the secure facility. Everyone, like three yards away. Yeah. I'm in a secure facility on my cell. Don't you love that, Jim?
Do we have 30 seconds for 24 stories?
Yes.
Okay, so we actually did a public event. Rush Limbaugh hosted it with the cast and staff of 24.
Did?
Yes.
And, how come?
And real life terrorism experts. So we had like terrorism on 24, terrorism in real life.
Do we believe him?
And the funny thing was,
I don't think the
girl, like, I forget her name, but
the tech girl,
yeah, right? Yeah. We were talking in the green room before, and she goes, you know, I don't know how to use a computer. She goes, I just stand there and go, pound my head on the table.
It's like the guy pretending to be the pianist.
Well, here's another movie question
for you. No, we're out of time. It's radio.
Well, let me ask you one
more. We have posts and clocks. Have you heard, like, segments?
Oh, I don't. That's the problem is I don't really have a clock anymore. So Salem took it away.
We'll buy you a clock. We're talking to Jim Carapano, Jamie Altman. We should get serious at some point. Or maybe not, because it's Friday. America First and Salem Radio Network. Millions of listeners across the nation. Live streaming, YouTube, Facebook. Available on Instagram, TV, wherever podcasts are sold. Don't touch that dial. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at tunnel2towers.org. That's tunnel2towers.org. Thank you.
Portions of America First are brought to you by GunBroker.com.
So that was a British sitcom about two guys called Men Behaving Badly. Now we're going to do it with three. I think we've already been doing it with three. And that's the music to the show. Sorry, YouTube viewers. They're fascists. So you don't get to hear the music. It's not in my control. Have you seen Dinesh's latest movie? Dinesh D'Souza, you know all of his movies are great. The new one is Trump Card. It's based on his latest book, United States of Socialism, and you can watch it, download it, order the DVD through us. Whether it's the creeping socialism of Joe Biden, whether it's the overt socialism of Bernie Sanders, this film reveals what's unique about the modern progressive socialist movement and what it's going to take for us to help the president defeat it. Go to salemnow.com to order it, stream it, watch it tonight. It is Dinesh's best movie to date. SalemNow.com, and it's called Trump Card. Okay, we are back with our regular Friday guest for all things national security and foreign policy, Vice President of the Heritage Foundation. Follow him at JJ Carafano, or maybe Jimmy, I don't know, on Twitter. And he's brought some guy he found on the street with him called Jamie Altman, who is a former Salem host. We're very excited to have them both here because
Thank you. You
can attack this next issue from, you know, two different angles for me. It's the last 48 hours.
Right.
It's this breaking story about the vice president's son, and then Twitter and Facebook saying you can't post this story, censoring it. Twitter now kind of backtracking. Talk to us about the media aspects of this, Jamie, and then I'll ask you about national security.
Well, you know, this morning on my show, Radio Free Almond, by the way.
Radio Free Almond.
And by the way, this is also where my audience loves it when I can imitate Sebastian Gorka. Yes,
nobody
I can.
Nobody can do that.
Because, well, it's just before true. I get to it, so when you were in
like this.
When you were in the that garden and that Playboy guy.
Yes, came Brian Carem.
And Brian Carem. And I just...
Is he going to play Brian now? Is Jimmy going to be Brian?
Yes, just, Brian, get out of my face. I'll stab you with my pocket watch.
Not front of feet to be stabbed in a pocket watch.
I had to do that.
I'm glad we're taking this seriously. How do you, Jimmy?
So I told people this morning, I said, you know, as conservatives, you know, we're conflicted by this idea of getting involved in people's private businesses, right? So Facebook and Twitter could say, we're a private company, we're a private business, and if you're a real conservative, government should stay out of it. But the problem is, Facebook gets gifts from the government that other businesses don't get. For instance, freedom from lawsuits, right?
Yes, they're immune.
So they're immune from lawsuits, where I know that any other company out there is not immune from lawsuits. They're not granted it by the government. So when you sit there and you get in bed with the government like Twitter and Facebook have and get all kinds of gifts from them, then you are accountable to holding up things like freedom of speech and other situations. So you actually are censoring and you're not just
company. You're being a publisher when you said you're not a publisher, which granted you immunity under the 230 statute. Is there a national security aspect to what happened in the last 48 hours?
Well, there's an abuse of national security. So, you know, interestingly, when they came out, the first thing all the defenders did is came out and said, it's Russian disinformation. Right. Now, look, you know, I don't discount that it might not, that there might be an element of Russian disinformation. What I would point out is there is zero evidence for that. And that's not what they said. They didn't say, well, you know, there could be disinformation here because there's not a chain of custody.
No, they actually said it smacks of. The mainstream media says is redolent and smacks of Russian disinformation. That Rudy Giuliani in the New York Post had just been had.
Yeah, so anytime, you know, the president says, and they always come out and they say, without evidence, right?
Yeah, right.
But essentially, they've made a claim in which they know there is absolutely no evidence for that yet. And this makes it difficult because when we actually have instances of Russian disinformation, we don't focus and discuss them. We take that and we use it to play our politics, and that's wrong with everything about this discourse.
And then
Joe
Biden calls a lid, and so the news media then decide they're going to speak for him. My favorite line was when CBS said that, well, keep in mind, you know, the Biden campaign says this meeting was not on his official schedule. And I said, you know what? I can go to any prison in the United States of America and ask any criminal whether or not the crime they committed was on their official schedule. Tell us no.
It wasn't. Therefore, I did not rob a bank.
Exactly.
The bank robbery was not on my schedule, gentlemen. Sorry, we got to stop, but carry on for a second.
Here's the issue for me, right? Look, if they stole that material, if it was hacked, if it was Russian disinformation, isn't the New York Post responsible for that? Aren't they a legitimate publishing outfit? And if they did wrong, can't they be sued? Can't they be dragged into court? Can't they be put in jail? Right. Why is Facebook and Twitter child-proofing the world for us?
That's it.
When you can hold the New York Post responsible if something went wrong.
Preemptively child-proofing the world for adults. Lovely. Well put there. It wasn't as crazy as I thought, but pretty crazy. He's JJ Carafano. Follow him on Twitter. Vice President of the Heritage Foundation, the Conservative Mothership, and the name of your show, Jamie?
A Radio Free Almond on Facebook and on an app. Download it on Google or Apple.
Radio Free Almond. Yes, I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that is providing liberation to tens of thousands of Americans right now, including me and also Gary from California. Here's Gary. I cannot thank you enough. I'm a 62-year-old and I have just started taking Relief Factor. I have never felt better and will recommend it to all my baby boomer friends. Shouldn't you find out if Relief Factor works for you? It's so easy. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me, Gary, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Do it today. Call them, 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. You've waited long enough. You deserve to find out. Do it now.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First, brought to you by GunBroker.com.
GunBroker.com is the world's largest digital marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, gun-related accessories, and so much more. The gun selection is unparalleled with over 1 million daily listings. And by the way, guys, if you can't find ammo of any caliber, today is your day. You go to gunbroker.com and you'll find it. At gunbroker.com, you are certain to find the gun of your dreams. I have, more than once. Shop at gunbroker.com today. We are going to speak right now with our special Second Amendment guest. He's been a guest more than once, a man who went from giving an impassioned, extemporaneous speech at the Greensboro town meeting, which led to him becoming a superstar for patriots and lovers of the Second Amendment. He is the candidate right now for Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, Mark Robinson. Welcome back to America First.
Hey, thank you. It's good to be back on.
If you haven't seen this video, guys, I know it's been a while, but after the show, okay? After the show, go and watch the YouTube video of Mark Robinson. Just look up Mark Robinson, Greensboro, Second Amendment. It's stunning. It is the essence of America, and it's about them trying to shut down Second Amendment rights and you standing up for those rights. Now, I have to ask you this. I know about you. I know you've served in the Army Reserve as a medical specialist, born and raised in Greensboro, small business owner. But remind me, can I just do a fact check, a real fact check, not like the fake news? When you made that speech about the importance of the Second Amendment and why, you know, laws don't affect criminals, am I remembering that you didn't even own a gun back then?
That's true. I did not have a firearm back then. I was making plans to go to the Greensboro City, the Greensboro Gun Show at the Greensboro Coliseum.
Right.
And purchase an AR-15, but I did not own a firearm at that time. I did not.
Now, this is what I want to know, and I think a few million of our listeners want to know. Do you now own a weapon, Mark Robinson?
I own a weapon or two.
That's all I wanted to know. I won't ask you where you got it, but if you want to be like him and become a proud Second Amendment supporter, go to gunbroker.com today. Whatever you want. I guarantee you whatever you want, you'll find it.
Yep.
But in the meantime, follow this man, Mark Robinson, North Carolina. Mark Robinson, NC is the actual Twitter handle. But his website, markrobinson4nc.com. I've endorsed this guy. He's fabulous. Tell us, from the ground, you are campaigning every single day. What are you seeing 17 days out from this election?
We're ahead in every poll that we've been in. We've got a huge groundswell of grassroots support. Our volunteer base is just, it's just over the top.
Why? Because people, is it about you, Mark, or are just people excited because of this election?
I think people just, they love our message. The message of this campaign is just plain and simple, common sense conservatism. Standing up for the unborn, standing up for our Second Amendment, standing up for true education over indoctrination, standing up for our veterans, and standing up for law and order and law enforcement. And that is the thing that people in North Carolina believe in, and they love that message.
So I want to use your experience from North Carolina on the ground, running for lieutenant governor, to fact check what we're hearing from the president's campaign. They are, it's very surprising to me, I did not expect this, after each rally, they release the figures of who came to the rally, of who'd never voted before, who was registered, who was a former Democrat, and it's stunning, stunning figures. We are seeing figures of 20, 30% Democrats, never voters, coming to support the president. Are you seeing similar things amongst the people who are supporting your conservative message for North Carolina?
Absolutely. I've talked to people on the phone. I've met people in person. So many of them who say they're Democrats and say they're fed up. They're voting for me. I've met so many people who tell me I'm the very first person they've ever contributed to. I'm the very first person that they're going to ever vote for ever. People are not the old standard politicians who give the same standard old lines and refuse to stand up for what's really right in this country. People are tired of it. People want people who are going to stand up for their communities, stand up for their states and stand up for this republic. And that's what folks are looking for.
And how important
is all about.
How important is the Second Amendment to the people you're talking to, Mark?
Oh, my goodness. Across the board. I just talked to a gentleman yesterday. He said that is his, one of his number one issues. And it's the reason why he's been a lifelong Democrat. But he said the reason why he took a look at our campaign was because of the Second Amendment issue. And he said he looked because of that. But then when he looked at all the other bullet points, they were right in line with what he believes. So he's wholeheartedly behind us. And he was there in line to give us his vote. So that's what we're seeing. We're seeing people that just, it's just plain common sense.
So let me
ask those things that we believe in.
Let me ask you, we've got 1 minute left. Your website is markrobinson4nc. That's FORNC.com. How can people help you to become lieutenant governor? And what's your message to all Americans, Mark?
Well, if you want to preserve our freedoms, stand up for folks that are going to go and fight for your freedoms. I'm one of those people. Right now in my race, good old Michael Bloomberg has seen fit to throw a large amount of money to my opponent. And we need all the help we can get. We need all hands on deck, volunteers, contributors, everything we can get. So go to Mark Robinson for NC and help us out. Help us to win this race so we can preserve NC and keep it free.
You know what? If we had, I don't know, maybe 500 Mark Robinsons across the nation running for various positions, it would be a cakewalk. Follow this great patriot right now, Mark Robinson, NC, on Twitter, and also support him. Donate to his campaign. 17 days to go. Mark Robinson for NC.com. That's FORNC. Mark Robinson, FORNC.com. God bless you, Mark. Godspeed. And let's see you as Lieutenant Governor. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Your calls next here on the Salem Radio Network. 9? What are you talking about? 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. I don't need a script. I don't need talking points. I've lived it for more than a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. Took Relief Factor 2 weeks later. Yes, 2 weeks. I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free. And that's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans across the nation, including Debron of Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Shouldn't you be the next Debron? Of course you should. Find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. Order your 3-week quick starter pack. Take it morning and evening like I do for 3 weeks. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, you'll know at the end of the 3 weeks if it works for you like it works for me. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Alliance Defending Freedom.
As well as Mike Lindell, that great American patriot, the inventor of the best pillow in the world. The president uses them. They're that good. My whole team does. The pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. It just cuddles your cranium all night. Get up to 50% off at MyPillow.com on all of Mike's incredible products if you use my name. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Do it today. Let's go to Arizona. Line 2. Welcome, Debbie.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm much better for talking to you.
Thank you. And thank you for what you do for our country, sir.
Don't mention it.
I just wanted to call because I'm so happy I got to vote yesterday early. I went to an early voting place.
Were there lots of people there?
There were, but they had lots of laptops to sign us in. They had lots of voting booths to vote in. It was great. It's Surprise City Hall in Arizona. Surprise, S-U-R-P-R-I-S-E. And they were great.
Then what was the atmosphere like? Could you tell? Were people scared of the coronavirus? What was the feeling amongst the people who were there?
I didn't notice that at all. People did have masks on, but nope, I didn't notice anything like that. And even the people serving us didn't. It was great.
Interesting.
I was really impressed. It was just, we needed a few more around the valley because I live in the West Valley in the Buckeye area.
Mm-hmm.
But I drove 45 miles anyway to do it. So
well,
it's done and I'm happy.
That's what we do for the right that people have bled and died for. Thank you for that update from the fields from Arizona. Thank you, Debbie. Let's go to Brian on the same issue of elections. Colorado, line 5. Welcome, Brian.
Dr. Gorka, thank you. It's a pleasure and an honor to speak with you, sir.
Thank you kindly.
We own 3 MyPillows, and they are wonderful.
See? I told you! It's true! Thank you. We got a minute. Hit me, Brian.
Certainly. I voted there the last Obama election in Illinois. Now, I'm out here in Colorado. There in Illinois, I went to the polling booth there. I go to vote. I walk in, and they, of course, weren't requiring ID.
Yes.
And I walked to the table. I said, here's my identification. And I showed them, and they said, no, we don't need that. That's okay. Here you go. And I just thought that was kind of a
it's crazy
interesting way Illinois does.
I mean, there are nations like India that have over 1 billion people in the population. And guess what? They have voter ID. And you have to show your voter ID. Mexico, that, you know, is a pretty troubled nation, has voter ID. But America, the only nation in human history to put 12 men on the moon. No, we don't need ID here. Just say your name, Mickey Mouse from Orchard Avenue, and you'll get your ballot. Sheer insanity. Volunteer, be part of the solution. Go to DonaldJTrump.com. Make calls for the president. Just 17 days to go. TrumpTalk.gop. Find your local field office. Make a difference. We have a nation to save. We're going to come back with your calls. Don't go anywhere. Neil, Andrew, Phil. This is America First. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.